It's time for the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull, providing powerful business tools and strategies that will allow you to turn your passion into a highly profitable business that you love. Here's Megan.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of your Passion to Profits Tip. My name is Megan Tull. So if life is getting you down, maybe you're in a job or career that's unfulfilling, or you have a business that's unfulfilling, or you've lost a job, or you're struggling to make ends meet, then you have a choice to make. The choices are you going to keep doing what you're doing and continue to get the same results, or are you going to do something about it and start taking control of your future? The thing is, you can choose to be defeated or you can choose to be empowered. It's up to you. When we're in a negative state and we're feeling such feelings as frustration, stress, or fear, we're operating from a very narrow part of our mind. In this state of being, you are no longer able to access your creativity, and you lose all ability to problem solve, which means you're practically paralyzed mentally and absolutely unproductive. In other words, you're stuck. If you want to get unstuck, the key is to shift your feelings into a more productive state. I would like to share with you my allowing process. This process has served me and my clients greatly over the years. Now I'm excited to share it with you. When you're experiencing similar feelings that I described earlier, such as frustration, stress, or fear, begin by concentrating on those feelings for a moment. You want to take some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. You want to first acknowledge those feelings and keep breathing into those feelings and welcome those feelings. Finally, you want to accept that they're there. So you keep breathing and focusing on the feelings until they become lighter and lighter. This may take a couple of minutes, or it can take several minutes. You want to be patient. When they become lighter, you'll want to make the decision to let them go. Next, think about what it is you really want. What would be your desired outcome of your current situation? Visualize what that would look like. Think about how you would feel once you reach that end result. Would you feel excited? Or possibly powerful? Or maybe even peaceful? You want to acknowledge these new feelings and breathe into these feelings as you welcome them. And then finally accept them into your being. Keep focusing on these feelings, and soon you'll begin to shift into a positive state of being. When you're in a positive state, your creative mind will open up. You will have the ability to problem solve again, and you'll be able to come up with the solutions to overcome any challenges that may be preventing you from reaching your desired goal. By being in this positive state, you will also start to attract the people and opportunities that will help to support your goals. You'll also be incredibly attractive to the people around you, your ideal target clients, or anybody that you want to do business with, or anybody that you'd like to partner with or attract to your team. You can use this process as a tool anytime you feel stuck or you're thinking negative thoughts or experiencing negative feelings. In just a few moments of going through this process, you can begin to shift your state of being from negative to positive and get back to being resourceful, productive, and begin to step into your power. So remember, you always have a choice to make. When times get tough, you can wallow in those negative thoughts and feelings and choose to be defeated, or you can choose to shift your thoughts and tap back into your natural state which is empowerment. The great news is you get to decide. So I hope you'll use this allowing process on a day-to-day basis just to keep you in that empowered mindset. And I'd like to invite you to check out my Passion Belief Method assessment. This is an online assessment where you can learn what your passion belief factor is, where you stand when it comes to your self-worth, your value, your relationship with money, and the level of passion in your life and business. So all you have to do to take advantage of this awesome gift is to go to PBM, Passion Belief Method, PBMAssessment.com, and you'll enter your name and email, and it'll ask for an access code. Your access code will be, in all caps, P as in Paul, B as in boy, M as in Mary, ROCKS, PBM ROCKS in all caps. So enjoy this assessment, and I hope to see you next week for your next Passion to Profits weekly tip. Until then, be courageous, take inspired action, and share your gifts with the world. Bye-bye for now.
This has been your Passion to Profits weekly tip with Megan Tull. Megan provides corporate training, business coaching, and keynote speeches to propel you and your team to peak performance. To receive more business tips or information on Megan, visit megantull.com. That's megantull.com.